All right, hit the showers, boys. What, again this year? Hi, I'm Scott Ott with Bill Whittle and Stephen Green, and this episode of Right Angle is brought to you by the squeaky clean members at BillWhittle.com. And gentlemen, here's the story from the Wall Street Journal. Famous actors, but not only famous actors, celebrities like Mila Kunis, Jake Gyllenhaal, Dax Shepard, and Ashton Kutcher are all among apparently growing group of people who are eschewing the shower or the bathtub, who feel that it is either not morally right to take a bath because it's such a waste of water, or frankly, not the way that, they wouldn't say it this way, but I'm gonna say it this way, not the way that God intended, because there's no such thing as showers back in the Stone Age, and yet our bodies were designed to have this microbiome of lively bacteria all around it. Stephen Green, Ashton Kutcher, who you may have heard from in movies that you can't remember, Ashton Kutcher said he washes only, and I'm going to soften this up a little bit, but he washes only the pits and crevices of his body on a daily basis and nothing else ever. So he doesn't wash any other part of his body. It says, as far as the children go, if you see dirt on them, go ahead and wash it off if you want to, but otherwise, what's the point? Now, to the counterpoint of this, by the way, is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who says he showers three times a day.
Yes, that's my man right there.
That's low if you live in Florida.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, man, you step outside in Florida, wearing the air. It's so thick.
The three major arguments, by the way, are, number one, you're saving water, so therefore saving the environment. Number two, you're protecting your body's natural microbiome. And then number three is kind of an anti-corporate thing, like, let's not get sucked in by these great corporations who are pushing their perfumes down our armpits. We're not going to succumb to their marketing wiles. Stephen Green, do you think it's maybe time that we get back to what my grandfather used to describe, which was the nine children in his family took a bath once a week, all in the same tub with water heated on the stove. And he was among the younger children. So by the time he got to the bathtub, the liquid was pretty dark. Are we just going back to a better time in America when we shower or bathe less frequently?
Yeah, no, that's what people did when they couldn't do anything better. Take a bath, you filthy hippie. Come on. there's so much wrong here. I'll be honest right up front and say you can be overprotective with your children's cleanliness. I saw a study years ago that kids who are raised in households with two or more pets develop something like 80% fewer allergies than kids who are kept away from contact with animals like that. And that, you know, the way you are with your family dog, your family cat, whatever. We have three dogs, zero allergies in any of our kids. Correlation? Sure. But it's just more evidence that, yeah, you want to get mixed up with nature. And that's the thing. I love nature. I love going camping. One of the reasons I moved to Colorado is one of the best parts of my life is packing up the truck, heading to the mountains. We go to the spot where we are 40 minutes away from the 40 minutes of gravel roads away from the nearest bad cell phone signal. And so for 3 days and for three nights, I'm basically living outdoors. It's a get back to nature process just to make a cup of coffee in the morning, right? And I sleep better there for those three nights than I do the other 362 that I do at home. But when I come back on Sunday afternoon, after the kids and I unload the truck, you know what the first thing I do is? I take a shower and a shave. It's 4 in the afternoon or whatever, but yeah, a shower and a shave. The part where you know Ashton Kutcher is just absolutely full of it is look for him in his next movie role, assuming he gets one. I can't remember the last time I saw him or anything, or the next TV show he's in. You're going to see somebody who is clean, who is shaved, who is made up to within an inch of his stinky, filthy life. And the reason is people generally don't tune in to see filthy, gross, stinky people on their TV screens or their movie screens. They want to see the Hollywood. They want to see the glitz. They want to have something to aspire to. And there's the trick. Nobody aspires to be Ashton Kutcher. They aspire maybe to be that guy he plays on the screen.
And Bill Whittle, there is this kind of romantic primitivism about this, where you're sort of saying, well, you know, in a state of nature, a man wouldn't be taking a shower every day, and, you know, especially not with Suave strawberry shampoo. So, you know, isn't there something that's kind of appealing to the manly man within you that says, yeah, let's get back to the old Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone days where we were just out walking in the woods and we might splash a little water on our face and sure scrape our face with a Bowie knife occasionally, but we don't need no stinking showers.
Well, first of all, let's not start this whole thing by dumping on Suave strawberry shampoo because I use that myself and it's delicious.
I love the taste.
It's just delicious. You know, when you hear somebody like a movie star say something like this, like, oh, shit, they didn't have showers back in caveman times. They didn't have TV sets or TV stars either. and now, you know, you're dealing with a, you know, first world problem, right? In order to show just how unique we are, we're going to do something in order to stand out. And in order to stand out, we're going to be unclean. That's actually a pretty high benchmark for where our society actually has been and could continue to be. A lot of it's just trying to be cool. And a lot of it's this whole, as Steve pointed out, and you pointed out, this whole primitivism and tattoos and piercings and all the rest of it. It's easy for us to forget how clean this society is as a general rule, because we don't often encounter people with extreme body odor. When we do, it's like an event. You won't believe what happened to me today. Well, that's not the way it is in many parts of the world. It's certainly not how it was throughout human history. And so it's just another form of virtue signaling. However, I do want to say one thing, and I agree a bit with what Steve is saying here, and I do think this needs to be said. While I am all in favor of a shower a day and have taken one for pretty much my entire life, I am utterly convinced that the downside is that people are too obsessed with cleanliness, and especially with antibacteriological, you know, wipes and stuff. All that does is make you sicker. I mean, I think the ideal world is a world where he said, well, if you see some dirt on your kids, you know, we wipe it off. Otherwise, no. It's like your kid should be clean in the morning when he wakes up. He should be clean when he goes to school. Then he should go outside and come back filthy. Then he gets clean again. And the cycle begins anew and the circle of life continues. And that's the kind of thing that we should be talking about. Not people who are somewhat filthy on a regular basis, who occasionally spit their little spot of dirt off. Be clean, stay clean, go get dirty, come back and clean up again. And how he does it, I don't know, because on those rare occasions when I have to go 2 or sometimes rarely 3 days without a shower, I get into that shower. It's like, my God, I feel like a snake just peeling off a skin. And the fact that they can not only live this way, but brag about it is telling me there's something not quite right with them Hollywood people, which is not breaking news to anybody out there.
My guess is that they more brag this way than they live this way, as Steve suggested as well. I think this is something that if you're a multi-millionaire, it's something cool to say. Yeah, I was more impressed. Who was it, like Madonna, who took a bath in a tub full of milk? I'm like, you know, that's what I would do if I was a multimillionaire. I'd be like, fill this bathtub up with caviar and like feed me another grape, you know?
Like, bring me the head of a pig.
Let's just be honest about who we are. There's these people like their money, and I doubt that they spend very many days away from a perfumed bathtub with the lavender bath bomb. So part of this is just poserism, and who would want to deprive Hollywood stars of that? Because if they didn't have that, they wouldn't have anything. I think there is something to be said for what Bill was indicating, that people become overly obsessed with this. And while it's nice occasionally to have a 90-minute hot shower, you know, your landlord's probably not going to be happy about that, especially if he's paying the water bill. That can be like an act of relaxation. But I will tell you what, I just came back from a South American country that has much different hygiene standards than we do here in the United States. And there was no time during that where I thought, gee, I wish my kids were as filthy as these little children that I see here. I wish they were that way when they were little. I wish that we didn't have a washing machine so that we could clean their clothes. I wish that we didn't have hot water so that they could take a bath. When we were actually in the jungle, at one point we got back to the hut, and my daughter said, okay, you know, who wants to take a shower? Because there was only one shower and you had to line up. The water is accumulated in a tank that's on top of the hut, and there's very little of it, and it's warmed by the sun. So if you don't hit it at just the right time of day, it's not warm at all. And of course, there's no water pressure whatsoever. So it's just kind of dripping out of the faucet. And after a day in the jungle, standing under a dripping cold water shower head was awesome. And I couldn't wait to do it. And yeah, I'd maybe dance around a little bit, but there's something inherently in me, and I don't think it's cultural appropriation or something that was, you know, trained into me. There's something deep in the species that says that the dirt belongs on the ground, not all over my body. And I don't mind doing something that gets it all over my body for a while. But then when I step into the shower and come out of there, I feel like a new man. And I think that's what Hollywood could use more than anything these days, is a new man. For Bill Whittle and Stephen Green, I'm Scott Ott. Thanks to the members at BillWhittle.com for making Right Angle possible.